2HD's IT and gadget guru, Stephen Fennick.
He's a Rabbitoh tragic, played for them, along with his brother. They're now into the top three, but they're losing one of their guns, Dane Gagai. Stephen, coming back to where he belongs at Newcastle.
Yeah, good morning, guys. I was surprised to hear that. Newcastle must be a great place to play and live. He wants to go back there, so good luck to him.
And I think both he and his wife both still have family in the area too, so that's
good on him. No, he's a great player. We'll miss him.
We spoke yesterday about, and I've mentioned it a number of times, and in fact I think I mentioned it to you too, riding Mapushi, which is not an e-bike, being overtaken by electric skateboard riders. Yeah. But the story I read yesterday, apparently, and I was aware of the fact that you can download software to take the governor off. I think it's 25 or 30 Ks now they're governed to. They can't do more than that, the e-bikes.
Yeah. E-bikes can't have a throttle. So if you've got a bike with pedals and it's meant to be assistive, so you need to be pedaling for it to work, for the motor to kick in. So there were some that have a throttle control that makes them illegal in Australia. You can't ride them on footpaths or on the road. But I've heard of many hacks around that. But the law states that you can't have, it has to be assistive. Scooters are another story. They are just powered, so where you can ride them is still a real grey area, yet they're still a very popular product.
Is it a fact, though, that some of these e-bikes will do up to 100 Ks? I mean, I've read stories where they do more than that.
You're talking a motorbike, I think, at that speed, but
yes.
I mean, an electric bike, they shouldn't be doing. I know the e-bike that I've got, it kicks in when I'm doing 25 Ks on my own. That's when the motor kicks in, so it can help me a little bit. But I've heard of them going speeds of 40, 50 kilometres an hour.
Do you think that's a good thing, or do you think?
I don't. I think if it's technically classed as a bike, they're underestimated not only by the rider but also the people around it. Like, you wouldn't expect to see a push bike travelling at those speeds. If you're trying to negotiate it in traffic, it can be really off-putting to the people around you.
Steve, tell us about these LG Australia New Butte earphones that cancel noise and kill bacteria.
Yeah, these are the LG Tone Free FN7s. These are wireless Bluetooth earphones, and they have active noise cancellation. That's a new feature this year. But they also, not only do they cancel sound, but they also kill bacteria. They've got this UV nano self-cleaning technology. So when you put the buds back into the case and close it, it'll take 10 minutes to give the tips a clean to get rid of all the bacteria. So you can see when you open the case, there's like a little blue, purpley coloured light at the bottom of the case. That is where that's where you see that it's working, but it only works when it's closed for 10 minutes. But there's all sorts of talk about all sorts of the bacteria that can live on the end of an earphone. And the LG have decided to hop in and make that their point of difference, especially now. And this was a feature last year, right in the middle of the COVID lockdowns, and everyone's washing their hands and being really, really hygienic. And these came along at exactly the right time. So even now, look at this, a year later, we're still talking about that stuff. So anything that can help improve your hygiene, including your ears, is a good thing.
I've been a Samsung phone user for a number of years now, and Samsung had a crack at these folding phones, which weren't too successful a couple of years ago, but they're having another crack, is that right?
They are, yeah. Well, Gen 1, which was a couple of years ago now, so the first one had its issues. Second model, way better. They've got an event that's going to kick off on August 12th, so at the stroke of midnight August 12th, our time, they're going to have this new this event, and they've called it Get Ready to Unfold. So they're not making any secret of the fact that it's about folding phones. There's going to be the Galaxy Z Fold 3, which is the bigger one, and there's the Z Fold Flip, which will basically look the same as last year's model, slight tweak. The big change that I'm hearing is that the Galaxy Z Fold will include the S Pen. So the pen that's normally included with the Galaxy Note phone is now going to be part of the folding phone, the Z Fold. So I reckon it's going to be called the Fold Note. That'll be like the top-of-the-line model.
Wow.
Then there'll be a cheaper non-S Pen version, because not everyone's going to buy these. Like, the top-of-the-line model was probably going to be $3,000. So it's not in everyone's ballpark. But I think Samsung need to make a more affordable version that's kind of up there with sort of their flagship Galaxy S's and iPhone sort of price, to attract more people into the ecosystem, because the improvement from Gen 1 to Gen 2 is incredible. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they've got in store for Gen 3. It is sort of the type of device that is perfect for multitasking, viewing content on the move. Imagine if we're traveling overseas, this would be a perfect device to have on the plane, because it's a phone 1 minute. When you're ready to watch a movie, you unfold it, then you're sort of suddenly looking at a tablet and you can watch all your stuff.
Okay.
So it's going to be announced August 12th, so expect to read all about that on Tech Guide that morning.
Now, when we talk about a folding phone, we're not talking about the old flip phone, which is hinge. No. This is it literally folds.
Well, there is a hinge, but the Z Fold, think of it as a book. You open it like a book. So the front of it is the front screen is the smaller screen that you use just for messaging and using the phone. Then you open it up like a book, and then suddenly you've got a 7.8-inch screen that you can watch your Netflix. You can multitask, write out a document. And the Z Flip, that is like a flip phone. But instead of having a screen just at the top and buttons at the bottom, it's all screen. So it looks like a normal phone, but then you fold it in half and then put it in your pocket. That's the Z Flip.
They'll be running hot off the shelves, those.
They've been out already. Yeah, they've been out already for a year and a half, those phones. But they expect to see these ones. We obviously have 5G, latest Android, and all the bells and whistles.
There you go. And, Steve, I believe there's new research out showing how us here in Australia compared to the rest of the world when it comes to our daily digital habits. How do we go?
Yeah, we ranked pretty well. This was a global report commissioned by We Are Social and Hootsuite. So this was took all the countries into account, how we use the internet, how we use mobile data, all of those things. And Australia fared pretty well. We're in terms of mobile internet connection speed, so cellular connections, our average speed was 127.14 megabits per second, which put us fifth in the world. United Arab Emirates was top with 193 megabits per second. But then when it came to fixed internet connection, so we're talking NBN here, fixed broadband, we took a bit of a dip and we dropped to 32nd in the world. Mm-hmm. Our average speed was 106.6 megabits per second. And other countries are offering double that almost. So
to lift our game
mobile, we're going great. Fixed internet, not so hot. But just in terms of our gaming habits as well, we do love our games. We love our social media too. There's 20.5 million active social media users as of January this year, which means that 79.9, let's call it 80% of the population, is on social media and active on social media, not just has an account that doesn't use it.
Oh, times change.
All right, mate. Always good to talk to you. Good luck. You're up in Rockhampton, the Rabbitohs, on Saturday.
Yeah, playing the Dragons. That's right.
And you're in the top three now.
Well. Who do you guys play?
We've got the Raiders at Suncorp Stadium. That's the game after yours on Sunday, the 5:30 game. Yeah. Saturday, I should say. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Have a good week.
Have a good one,
you
Steve.
Too.
Stephen Fenwick, our IT and gadget guru, has a terrific website, Tech Guide, TechGuide, techguide.com.au.